Hey, welcome, folks. I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit drained. You know, I do of course a podcast in the morning, and I did two other shows today, and I told my wife, man, it's a little bit low on energy tonight. So God bless you all. Thanks for joining us here again. And boy, we had a powerful, we use that word a lot, powerful night last night. In that, I really felt it. I really felt it all night. I slept wonderfully last night, and here we are at the conclusion of this Democratic convention. And I tried to make clear before we went on the, before we went live, look, this folks, this isn't a Republican thing. I'm not here praying for the Republicans, because Lord knows they are as wicked as they come as well. And the scriptures tell us that evil walks on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. So we're not here to exalt vile men. We're not here to be MAGA central and support Donald Trump. Although I would be dishonest if I said that I wasn't hoping that he gets reelected, because of a lot of reasons. I think the Democrats are really, 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 really wicked, and not that the Republicans are much better. And you know, we can ask ourselves whether or not the lesser of two evils is that really the way to go? And we just happen to be in that situation, in that mess that we're in now. So let me get us started here. Again, folks, if you want to pray, just make sure you just raise your hand there. We'll put you in the lineup over there. And if you want to read a scripture, whatever you want to do, feel free to do that. And we just invite the Holy Spirit in there. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus. Lord, we've sat back the last five nights, and we've watched some of the most wicked stuff ever to come out of any political party, come out of that convention in Chicago. And Lord, it's not just the Democrats. We understand that. You told us in Psalm 2 that why do the heathen rage and people imagine a vain thing? That suppose the kings of this earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together. Isn't it interesting that the rulers take counsel together? The Republicans and the Democrat rulers take counsel together. And they take counsel together against you and against your anointed. And Father, we just come here tonight to stand in the gap, Lord, that we pray that you would be glorified through everything we do. We pray that in your wrath and in your vengeance, you would remember mercy. And Lord, we just know that you have the right to slap us around, do whatever you want to do. And Father, we just pray that, again, that you'd be merciful to us. And Lord, that you'd get us back on the right path. And what kind of father doesn't discipline his children? So we just come humbly before you today. And Lord, ask you to do a new thing here in America. And you promised us, you said that in your last days, to pour out your spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters would prophesy, old men dream dreams, young men see visions. And Lord, we're looking for that great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lord, get our eyes off of America and understand that there's great things going on around the globe. We just pray, Father, that you'd call us back to our Christian roots here in the good old U.S. of A., one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and open us up with this hand there, John, if you will. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Mike Blake's out there driving around all those beautiful mountains. We were just looking out there in Montana and all that. The majesty of Almighty God. The majesty of Almighty God. Creator of all things, Lord. Easy peasy. Easy peasy. Come on in, Betty. Start us off tonight, dear.
Good evening. Father, we give you praise, honor, glory, thanks, for you alone are worthy. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I declare that we are seated at the right hand of Christ, far and above all principalities and powers. Therefore, we cannot be harmed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Through you, we will push down our enemies. Through your name, we will trample those who rise up against us. He disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Lord, you have given us the power to trample on the works of our enemies and to overcome all the evil they throw our way. Today, we destroy all their works in Chicago, the speakers, and all those involved in this event. And Father, consume them with your mighty power. Father, go ahead of my enemies. Frustrate and trample over every plan, scheme, device, curse, obstacle, roadblock, and hindrance that my enemies created to stop me. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Lord, thank you for your precious promises that give us comfort and patience to wait on you. Thank you for declaring that the weapons my enemies form against us will not prosper. Today we destroy all the weapons my enemy have created to destroy our children, your people. Render them null and void, and they will never see the light of day. We condemn every tongue that rises up in judgment against us. We cancel all evil works my enemies, and I command them to fall to the ground. Each life is valuable because human beings are created in the image of God to reflect his glory. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, Amen. He created them. When does life begin? The Bible is clear that life begins before birth. Did not he who made me in the belly make him? Did Amen. Not the same one fashion us in the womb?
Amen.
You formed my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My very self, you know. Just as you do not know how life breathes, enters the human frame in your mother's womb, so you do not know the work of God who is working in everything. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, who formed you from the womb. I am the Lord who made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens. I spread out the earth by myself. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Children are a blessing. Throughout the Old and New Testament, children are described as a blessing from the Lord to the faithful. Certainly, sons are a gift from the Lord. Let arrows in the hand of the warrior are the born sons born in one's youth. Defending the defenseless. God cares about those who cannot defend themselves, and as his children, we should as well. Why should the wicked scorn God, say in their hearts? God does not care. But you do see, you take note of misery and sorrow. You take the matter in hand. To you, the helpless can entrust their cause. You are the defender of orphans. You win justice for the orphaned and oppressed. No one on earth will cause terror again. Open your mouth in behalf of the mute and for the rights of the destitute. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpent and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you to the consuls, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles.
Amen.
When they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak. For it shall be given you in the same hour what you shall speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks through you.
Amen.
And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he endures to the end shall be saved. Beware a false prophet who comes to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns? Grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a tree brings forth evil fruit. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them.
Amen.
And he will repay on them their iniquity, and by their evil he will destroy them. Yahweh our God will destroy them. Because narrow is the gate, narrow is the way which leads unto life. A few there be that find it. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father, that my soul may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Therefore, you tell us whatever we ask for prayer, believe it and we shall receive and it will be ours. Father, give us a clear vision of what we are to do as your warriors. Here am I, send me, if that's your will. Blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And also in Matthew 11:6 says, and blessed is he who is not offended by me.
Amen, Betty. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, folks, we have to remember that the human body, before I formed you in the womb, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. It's a part of us, an eternal part of us. But the body's nothing more than the meat suit that carries the soul, the spirit of life, breathed into us by Almighty God. And we're just seeing what's going on in Chicago, the hatred of life. Any life that would intrude upon our own selfishness or our own desires or would get in the way of our own happiness. Lord, help us to see. Open our eyes to see. Jeannie, come on in.
Thanks, Coach. Heavenly Father, I'd just like to thank you for this opportunity and this gathering here. And Father, we read in your word in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Amen. I'm going to read out of Psalm 14, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from the heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Amen. Bless the reading of the word of the Lord.
Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. Vinny, come on in.
Amen, Coach. So I'd like to read a verse of warning from the Bible. That's 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 11. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?
Oh.
Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you.
Vinny, such were some of us. Praise Amen. Almighty God. Right, brother?
Amen. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. And such were some of you. Lord, just I thank you today for salvation. Oh, Lord, what a wretch. Paul said, who would deliver me from this body of death? Oh, wretched man that I am. Oh, wretched man that I am. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Mel, come on in.
Yeah, I'm going to be reading from the Song of Moses, which is Deuteronomy 32. I'm going to start in verse 17. They sacrificed to demons, not to God, to gods they had not known, to newly arrived gods, which your fathers did not fear. You ignored the rock who brought you forth. You forgot the God who gave you birth. When the Lord saw this, he rejected them, provoked to anger by his sons and daughters. He said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what will be their end. For they are a perverse generation, children of unfaithfulness. They have provoked my jealousy by that which is not God. They have enraged me with their worthless idols. So I will make them jealous by those who are not a people. I will make them angry by a nation without understanding. For a fire has been kindled by my anger, and it burns to the depths of the Sheol. It consumes the earth and its produce, and scorches the foundations of the mountains. Now I'm going to go to Revelation 15. This is also the Song of Moses and the Lamb, starting just a little bit after verse 3. Great and wonderful are your works, O Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. In your vengeance, Lord, in your wrath, remember mercy. Remember mercy. Moderator, come on in. Is it Chad? Come on in, Chad.
All right. So Craig Mickle, I'm reading this on his behalf. We got it pulled up there. Okay, very good. And
Chad,
David,
let me stop there. Chad, let's just give thanks again for our brother Craig, who man had blood clots that he didn't even know anything about, and God mercifully saved him. And Lord, we're just grateful for that tonight. Go ahead, Chad.
Well, not only this, let's thank the Lord for everyone that we know, at least that we know of, that has been touched by some type of miracle or some preservation act committed by the Lord to restore them to at least functionability.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hang on, Chad.
For stuff that I don't even know that I have that you healed me of. Go ahead, Craig.
Amen. Craig wanted to...
I'm sorry. I thought you were getting ready to read, Chad.
Go ahead.
I just want to say one thing, Coach.
Go ahead.
It was 2 weeks today I buy your house. And I told you the story about the Blue Angels and how they started
That's right.
ended on when I did. And I had this thought when I got finished. And of course, I believe these eclipses were a warning for us, because yesterday, or actually Wednesday, was the 21st of August, which is the 7-year anniversary of the three eclipses over America. Yeah. And when I got up and I left, this thought came into my mind that after this Democratic convention, an angel of the Lord that sits over our country would unsheath his sword. And I don't know what it, I don't have anything after that. I don't know if he's going to resheath it. I don't know if he's going to swing it. But this was a time of it's in progress. And mm-hmm. I think these verses will make sense. And that's, I didn't realize that when I picked Psalm 35 today to end these 5 days that we've been doing, that it even had anything to do with the unsheathing of a sword. Amen. And so I believe that's a confirmation that what my mind was alerted to might be a reality in the spirit realm.
So thank you, Chad. Craig put together the scriptures we've been reading the last 5 nights, and actually drove all the way from near Maryland, Hagerstown, all the way to Chicago, and prayer walked the convention center and saw some miraculous things happen there, and gets home and finds out he's been protected from a heart attack. And so we're grateful for that, Craig, and grateful for all the work that you did. And did you want to say anything else before I bring Chad back in?
Nope, that's it, Coach. Thank you, Chad, for reading.
Yeah, go ahead, Chad.
Well, of course, Craig, and thank you for asking me. You know, hallelujah. Okay, let's see. 2 Samuel 24, Psalm 14. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great. And let me not fall into the hand of man.
Amen. Boy.
Know that the Lord can be merciful and is merciful, but a lot of times men aren't. 15. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning even to the time appointed. And there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men. Go ahead.
No, I said that'd be a cleaned up mess.
Yeah. How'd you like to have to pick all those people up? And when the angel stretched out upon his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, it is enough. Now, stay now thy hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Arunna the Jebusite. So what you see here is the Lord's watching this other angel come down and destroy all of these folks. And then he says, okay, all right, that's it. They got it. And he holds, and he has mercy. See that? And David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people
constantly,
and said, lo, I have sinned, and I have done wickedly, but these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house. So what David's doing, as a good leader does, he takes credit for the wrong that's done. And a good leader will also not take credit when the good stuff here, he'll credit his staff and the people. But he takes full. He said, the buck stops here, and he says, Lord, and he compels himself to on his knees, begging the Lord, Lord, take it out on me. Don't take it out on them.
Amen.
But this, we can't, when we sin, this is what I'm saying. Sorry, Dave, I didn't mean to get on this.
That's all right, go.
When we sin, we don't get to pick what the consequences are going to be. The Lord picks them. So you roll the dice, so to speak. When we go against the Lord, we do those things, then he spins the wheel and we get the deal. That's the way it is. Hallelujah. Ooh. Okay, Psalms 35 now. Craig again, Psalm 35. You want the whole thing?
Yeah.
It's a long one. It's a good one. It's a good one.
All right. Please plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation.
Amen.
Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery. Those are great adjectives right there.
Amen.
And brother, let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit.
Without a cause, brother. Without a cause.
Which without a cause they have digged for my soul. So we need to say, look, also we need to be righteous. Okay, we need to be righteous. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Fall into your own trap, boy. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, the poor and the needy for him that spoileth him? False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul.
Mm.
But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I wasn't wearing Ralph Lauren. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into my own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. What did they do? They rejoiced and gathered themselves together, even though they're experiencing great travesty against them. They come together because we're better united. United, come together. And they argued about pre-trib rapture. No, they didn't. And they object, gathered themselves together against the foe, against him, and I knew it not. They did tear me and cease not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts, they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions. My darling, from the lion, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause.
Amen.
For they speak not peace, but they divide deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, aha, our eye hath seen it. We got your moment. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence, O Lord. Be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God, my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which Amen. Has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of all thy praise all the day long. Amen. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Craig, for
that. Amen.
Amen.
Boom. Man.
Amen.
The scriptures are so deep. How could you, if you ever got into the scriptures and read them and the wisdom in there, how could you not be a believer? They're unbelievably deep. Wise. Wow. Laura Ann. Thanks, Chad.
I'm going to start with Proverbs 31:8-9, New King James.
Go ahead, Lauren. It's okay. There we go.
It's Proverbs, yeah. 8 and 9. Yeah. Precious Father, we come before you this evening. We've come all week. You gathered your chicks together, and we're protected underneath the shadow of your wings, and we have refuge. And tonight, and all week, we have opened our mouths for the speechless in the cause of all who are appointed to die. Father, open your mouth and judge righteously and plead the cause of the poor and the needy. Lord God, forgive us because we have really sinned against you and done so much evil in your sight. We ask you to give us mercy and grace, and that you would love us, and that you would restore and reconcile us back to you, and that you would give us your heart. And these, the evil that's been, what's happened here in my state, in the place that I live and dwell, and so desperately need to be protected underneath the shadow of your wings with my little Hopi. And I know that the perilous pestilence, because your word promises said that you will, because you are the God of I will and I am, that these pestilence go to the left and to the right, and that you set your angels charge to protect us in all of our ways so that we won't dash our foot against a stone. You're a good father, and your son body was given up for us. And the enemy says, my body, my choice. He mocks you, Jesus, because you died to give life. They die, these innocent babies, and it's reversed, because my body, my choice it's reversed. The innocent dies because it's an inconvenience for this baby. We thank you that you're with these little ones in their mother's wombs, and that you protect them still. So Father, the streets are running. It's not just the river, the Chicago River, that's running bloody red. It's your streets are running bloody red. We ask you, Father, that your blood would cover the blood that's running down from these satanic altars, and you would just, Lord God, burn him up. Lord God, for those who you can save, Lord God Jesus, show up and save all these people who've been deceived, Lord, with all of these lies, who mock you. Save them, Lord God. Jesus, let your salvation and your mercy and in you meeting them face to face just completely wipe out the enemy's plans, because you're a good God and your arm is not too short to save each and every person. Salvation be your plan against the enemy. Deliver us from this evil and these people from an eternal death, and these pastors that have mocked you and mocked your word and mocked your truth. Our hearts break, but not as much as yours does. And you weep from heaven. And Jesus, when you were in Gethsemane, you asked your disciples to stand guard. Tonight, this huddle standing guard, and we're not falling asleep. We're not falling asleep, Lord.
Amen.
We're staying awake and keeping the night watch. So when you know the ones of us that are up in the middle of the night, and a simple, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That you give us today our daily bread, who is Jesus, and you forgive us of our trespasses because we have trespassed against you. Help us to forgive those and even these evil leaders that have trespassed against us. Let us forgive them, to set them in your hands so that you deal with them accordingly. Let us not be anger and sin in that anger, and forgive us for when we did, and protect us from all this evil, because you are a good God and you are almighty and you are worthy. You are so worthy. Please send your angels. Please watch over each family that's represented here, but watch over the leaders. Watch over Coach and Michelle as they lead their family, as together they lead this huddle, S Assault Ministries, because Coach can't do it without Michelle. And they need you, and their family needs you, and their business needs you. We thank you that what Satan meant for evil, and here we are praying. And he was fired from his job because he prayed with his boys. God, look at how good you are. And we get to celebrate that. We get to celebrate your goodness. How precious is that?
Amen.
How precious is what the gifts that you're giving us, that we get to open and see the fruit of praying with your football team. And we get to see more gifts and miracles happen, and this nation saved because we prayed, and we weren't just talking about it, but we prayed. So thank you for letting us talk to you, Father. Thank you for the forgiveness that you've given us. Thank you that we are staking the United States right now, and the balm of Gilead flows from the throne room of heaven over every area of the United States, the four corners of the United States, north, south, east, and west, because so that this nation will know how high, how wide, how long, how far your love is for us, so that we can wrap it around the world and be that light to the nations, and no pestilence will touch us, that you will deal with it. Thank you for helping us stand watch and stand firm. Thank you that we can come before you at any time, and for blessing us with prayer and blessing us with the gift of being your child, and that you adopted us, and that you let us play on your field. We get to play. It's fun to yell from the sidelines to cheer other people on. It's fun to play in the game. It's fun to be in the huddle and all the jokes and all the laughter. And we get to dance in the rain and make s'mores and maybe a few marshmallows toasted on a fire. We get to share smiles and tears. And yet, right now, Lord, we're on that. We're first and goal. And Lord God, it can't be a field goal. Let it be a full-blown tush-push and give us that safety that we need. And then, as a kiss from you, a field goal to seal the deal. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for watching over your appointed leaders and turning this nation back to you and delivering us from this evil, from every single demon. And thank you for healing us, because deliverance and healing are a hand-in-hand ministry. And then we get to praise you and say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so do our grandkids and their grandkids for such a time as this, Lord God, that you raised us together and that your kids came off the bench and played in the game.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Coming off the bench and getting in the game. Amen, amen. Michelle's going to read Psalm 91. She has it memorized, actually. She's sitting there right beside me. Put up Psalm 91 up there for her, if you would. Everybody can pray along if you want to. Just stay muted. Michelle has this. Yeah, she has it to heart. Go ahead, sweetie.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler.
Amen.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the air that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. For 1,000 shall fall at his side, and 10,000 at his right hand. It shall not come nigh thy dwelling. Only thine eyes shall behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither any plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder and the young lion and dragon. Thou shalt trample under your feet. Because he has set his love upon me, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Boom.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
I love that little woman. I love that little woman. RJ, come on in. No, RJ? And unmute, brother. Johnny, let's go to, I don't know if he's having trouble. Go to number 3, and it starts at the 1 minute and 35 second mark. Amen. Crown him with many crowns. RJ, did you want to try to get back in there, brother? Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I think I made it here, Coach. You know, I was trying to get in this morning to catch up with the communion, and been going to bed way too late. And then I couldn't get Rumble to play it through. It was just cutting off. And I thought, you know what? I know this communion well enough to do it. And the Lord really visited me. And it's wonderful to have this fellowship to inspire all of us. And I want to pray right now. I guess we're getting ready to close out. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I do want to pray for our fellowship. Just simply... I'm reminded of Hebrews 12:12. I think it's Isaiah 35:3. Hebrews 12. Therefore, strengthen the hands that are weak and the knees that are feeble, and make straight paths for your feet, so that the limb which is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all men, the sanctification without which no one is to the Lord. And see to it that no one comes short of the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springing up causes by it many be defiled. You know, I have been part of the fellowship for a couple, 3-4 years, maybe at least 3 years. And I want to see it grow. But, you know, this is like a Gideon's army. It doesn't really take, it doesn't have to be huge, you know. I think Isaiah 35:3, I don't have it right in front of me on this phone, but yeah, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Lord, you know which ones have been troubled and perhaps not connected with the body, whether it's with our fellowship or others. And yet they are valuable to you, and you know their hearts and the troubles of their hearts. And we thank you for them, for what they've contributed and what even what lies ahead of us, and more so what is before us. We pray and lift those up and let us be mindful of them through this weekend, Father God. Let us reach out and make the connections that we can. Thank you for favor and speaking with them. Thank you for putting them on our hearts, Lord. And we thank you that you're blessing the meeting tomorrow already, Saturday Night Live. Let us invite them to that meeting. And give us hearts to listen as well. They want to share. Lord, thank you for your word, your living word, and your spirit with us. Holy Spirit, thank you for all that you do for us. We give you the praise, Father, in the Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, RJ. Blessing, man. Matt from New Hampshire, come on in.
Hey, Coach, I just jumped in late.
My Kevin, goodness, I know that voice anywhere.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Kevin notified me just a little bit ago that you were here, so I broke away from what I'm doing because it's important. Amen. And I'd like to take a minute to pray for the country, against the enemy, and for you know, those that are standing up.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we I'm joining in late here, and all of us come before you today, this day, this night, unified under your hand, under your umbrella, as your people, as your creation, as those that you called into existence. And you brought us your Son for teaching, healing, forgiveness, and how to live life and have it abundantly, and most importantly, also for the forgiveness of sin through his life, his death, and his resurrection and his ascension back to you at your right hand. And we know he's coming again to judge the living and the dead. And Father, in light of that, we ask that, or we thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here and bringing us into creation at this pivotal moment in what we call time, which you've created. That is just, you could have created us at any moment in time and history, and you brought us all here. With that, Father, it's imperative that we as your children understand what your mission for us is. Not our will, but your will be done, Father. May you bestow those that are here, those who are not picking up the phone when you're calling them, may we all be hammered by the Holy Spirit to understand what our calling is, what our duties are, by giving us the discernment to be able to see it, by giving us the wisdom to be able to live it, by giving us the heart of a lion to go and fulfill it, no matter what the circumstances are. Allow us to overcome our fears. Fear is called out 365 times in the Bible about not being victim of it. Instead, the polar opposite is having faith in you, Father, and having faith in the words of your Son, Jesus. We ask that you cover with your hand, with the precious blood of your Son, Coach Michelle, people like Doug Hagman, Shatter Ops, Rescue, you know, Craig, all of these people, Steve Quayle, Alex Jones, that are speaking the truth, Dan Bongino, all of the people who are rising up against the evil that is trying to overtake us. May your protection be over all of them. We ask you that imperatively. May your holy angels be surrounding them to protect them from the arrows of the enemy.
Amen.
May the traps that the enemy are trying to lay, because they you know, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Or if they do, with the traps that they lay, the snares, may they be entangled in them. We ask that you protect and continue to provide divine intervention and protection over Donald Trump, over J.D. Vance, over Kennedy, over all of the people that are coming together in an unprecedented manner at this time to actually stand up for freedom, for liberty, for life, and also for you. And if they don't know you, Father, smash them over the head with the Holy Spirit so that they're so overwhelmed that they fall to their knees and understand you are who you are. You are God, the Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth and of us. And just the enemy, Father, give us supernatural awareness to understand and be able to see it and be able to combat it through the teaching of Jesus when he just, as he did in the desert against Satan when he was hungry, worn out at the end of time, at the end of that time in the desert, because he fleed by speaking truth. Allow us that same gift, that same luxury. Allow our hearts to be pure, allow our minds to be clear, and more importantly, allow us to recognize our own sinfulness so that we can present that, be forgiven of it, so we can walk in truth clearly for you, Father. And we ask all this, as always, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
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 Good to see you, Coach. It's been a few days.
As it has been. Blessings. Randy, how about wrapping us up here, bud?
Sure thing, Coach. Good to see you, Matt. Coach, 89:14 in Psalms says that where his justice and righteousness is, in other words, where we take that and we establish it in Christ, it says he builds his throne there. That's pillars, Coach. And when we pray this way, and I'm going to read two scripture. If you want to go to Jeremiah 9:23-24. And Coach, when we pray God's will, when we pray the word, most of the time we're praying his will. When we pray this and we follow through with it, we're obedient men and women of God. And we're the standard that we're supposed to be. You know what he does, Coach? He comes and he puts his throne there. We don't see it, but it's there and it's ruling. So, Coach, my prayers aren't, I'm not going to whine and moan and groan. And I do weep. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a time for crying. But right now, Coach, I'm praying, God, bring your justice and righteousness to the earth. Bring it to Chicago. Bring it to the nation. Let these people see it. And, Father, then, you know what? When they see that, God, Coach, the fear of God hits people, and they fall on their face, and they repent. So I'm going to read this, Coach. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glorieth glory in this, Coach, that he understandeth and knoweth me, because I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment or justice and righteousness in the earth. This isn't waiting to happen, Coach. This is waiting for God's people to establish his justice and righteousness. And he says, for in these things I delight.
Amen.
So, Coach, that's God's will. That's his nature. He wants justice, righteousness, and loving kindness. That's mercy and grace and all the things like that. Mm-hmm. So, Coach, I want to go one more. I want to tie this together, John. Isaiah 5:16. And, Coach, as I read this, I'm praying this too. But the Lord of hosts, how do we exalt him, Coach? How do we worship God? What are we really doing? We're saying, God, bring your justice, your judgment to the earth. It says, but the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and Amen. God and that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. Coach, I can give you 100 verses where God talks about his justice and his righteousness, his judgment. We want judgment, Coach. Judgment is for salvation. We want that. We want that to come and hit our nation. Yeah, it can be ugly. It can be vengeance to those that hate God. But what judgment does, it tells everybody this is what's right and this is what's wrong. And you can't do this and be blessed anymore. So that's my prayer. Father, I pray your judgment, your justice and righteousness come down and hit this earth like we've in this country like we've never seen. Let the fear of God come back to a reality in the hearts and in the lives of the people here. Let them know they're evil. Let them know they're wrong. Let them see their sin and their iniquities. Father, and I know as we've established this, and we're doing it, Father, we are taking the decrees, the declarations, your word, your truth, and we're showing them you are evil people. You need truth. You need God. And as we do this, Coach, God says, keep on doing it, people, because the more you do this, the more justice and righteousness they're going to see. So, Coach, we are making this happen by our prayers and by our obedience to speak his will on the earth right now in this time. And this is this time. So I see this happening, Coach. I don't hope it's coming. I see it coming. I know it's coming. And if we won't just fall into the ditch and say, well, maybe God will save us. No. He hears these prayers. He hears this, what we're speaking, and God is going to show, Coach. It ain't about us. It's about his glory. And that's what we're accomplishing. It's for his glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Randy.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. Pull up Psalm 95 as Randy. I'm closing with this as Randy was preaching to us there. Praise God, you were, Randy.
Coach, I didn't mean to preach. I mean, I preach almost to God when I'm praying sometimes.
Randy, I didn't mean it that way.
Just in me.
You were preaching to us. It was good, brother.
Okay.
For starting verse 16, I'm going to read down about five verses for you there. In Psalm, what did I say? Psalm 95? Verse 16. What? Psalm 90. Oh my goodness. Psalm 94. Let's try that one. Psalm 94. You're doing good, John. Verse 16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot's slipping, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. And in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, who frameth mischief by law? Heavenly Father, they are framing mischief by law. They are legalizing mischief, Lord Jesus. We pray that you will let justice roll down like a mighty river, Lord, and wash this nation clean. We thank you that you love us enough to judge us, and you love us enough to make us righteous. Nevertheless, thy will be done. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Blessings to all of you, man. I'm going to sleep like a baby again. You know why? I get this little sweet thing right here beside me. Don't make anybody sleep good, that little thing. She's waving. She's been a Gigi all day. She doesn't feel like she's up to the whatever Gigi's is supposed to
be. We love you, Michelle.
Amen. Amen. Blessings. Thanks for your faithfulness.
Bless you, Brother Dave.
Thanks for being here. We'll never know. You'll never know what the Lord is going to do.
Amen.
Amen, Coach.
Thanks, all of you. Thanks, Jonathan. Thanks.